This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Polls will close in less than an hour in Colorado, wrapping up this year's election. Voters must drop off their ballot or be in line to vote in person by 7 tonight. Officials say results may not be immediately available in all races. Carlos Cuellar voted in Lakewood today. He meant to do it earlier, but
I kind of put the ballots away for a while, forgot about them, and we realized we had no choice but to bring them to a box because it's too late to mail.
There are three statewide measures on this year's ballot, as well as numerous local races and issues. A new public health rule meant to help hospitals manage capacity will let facilities transfer patients even if they object. CPR's John Daly says hospitalizations are down compared to last year, but health workers face new challenges.
We had more than 600 more people hospitalized with COVID in early December, so almost a year ago, and probably even greater worries about capacity. And we didn't have any vaccines. You know, now doctors are treating patients for all the normal things like replacing joints or heart issues or trauma on top of COVID-19, right? And this time, though, it's particularly frustrating to healthcare workers and the governor and others because it's entirely 100% avoidable. And in a lot of places, half of the eligible residents have chosen not to get vaccinated.
CPR's John Daly. Cottonwood Pass is now closed for the winter. The closure typically runs through May. Independence Pass and the road to the top of Mount Evans have also closed for the season. You are listening to CPR News. It is 6:06.